It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and YouTube as well, TuneIn Radio. You can check us out there too. Lots of places for you to watch, listen, and if you can't do so live, the podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up at 4:30, David Aldridge with a good column on the Terry McLaurin contract situation and why we are now getting to a point where something needs to happen. It'll happen eventually, you know, phase of the offseason is starting to fade away. And David has some compelling points. We will talk about that coming up at 4:30. We'll go into detail on what a contract could look like at 5:30 with Joel Corey. And Mitch Tischler joins us at 5 to break down everything that he saw in person with his own two eyeballs today at Commanders Patriots joint practice. What everyone seemed to see, though, and we have the numbers to back it up, Anthony, is a pretty efficient day in a lot of the teamwork for the Patriots quarterbacks. Josh Dobbs, the backup, Drake May, the starter. I think May went 10 of 12, and one of those two incompletions was a drop. Dobbs, 13 of 15 in two of their team periods. So a pretty efficient day against a Commander secondary that has looked like a bomb squad in Ashburn. And I immediately you try not to get like the PTSD, but like that gives me mega red flag PTSD to 2023, where it's like, oh man, the secondary is pretty good. Oh, they face Baltimore. They can't cover anything. Oh no. The difference was in 2023, like this is actually bad. This is a bad difference. The difference in 2023 was the guy that was playing quarterback would go on to win MVP that year. I think Drake May is probably going to have a pretty good sophomore season. I do not think he is going to win the MVP. And I do think that the receivers that, you know, Zay Flowers, et cetera, that were in Baltimore, Odell was in Baltimore that year. And I think he had a couple catches. I think those guys are better than the Patriots receivers, respectfully to DeMario Douglas, who's a good player, Kayshon Booty, who we just talked about, et cetera, et cetera. Mac Hollins had an unbelievable day, apparently, today. So the fact that we know the Commanders receivers are struggling without Terry, outside of some highlight plays from Debo, and then there's inconsistency everywhere else, and the Commanders secondary all of a sudden not looking so great when they have to face someone else, like, I'm asking this honestly. I'm not saying your concern-o-meter should be on 11. How high is your concern-o-meter about this, though?
I mean, a little concerning.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to be, you know, I think everyone knows, like, I'm Mr. Hey, just, it's one day. And, like, I'll make that argument in a second. but I can't pretend like I'm not a little bit concerned.
Yeah, especially because we heard, you know, Mikey was having a solid camp in the slot, him and Debo going at it, and then, you know, he gives up a slot fade, you know, TD to Mac Hollins. It's just like, oh, man. And last year, you know, he started out slow in the slot before eventually moving outside. So maybe it's him sort of kind of still getting his feet up under him. But at the same token, like, he's had a strong camp. So maybe it was one day. We probably won't see a lot of him on Friday. So I guess we'll have to wait until, you know, the joint practice against the Ravens. And I think the Ravens receiving core is slightly better than that of the Patriots. So he'll have his work cut out there. And if he does bounce back and have a strong performance against him, all right, it might have been one day. But still, like, we're seeing a fresh team or a different team. And we want you to go out there and treat it like a game situation. And if you're going out there and, you know, getting bombed, that ain't good. That ain't good.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
No. Here's the let's not freak out argument.
Okay.
One, first and foremost, practice is not football. Practices are not games. In other words, practice is a controlled situation where you would like to see your players succeed. But part of what you build when you build a football team is how can we avoid bad situations? When you're practicing them as a defense, oh, it's third and two, or it's whatever, like you're in the red zone, you're in the strike zone, whatever it is, a situation you don't want to be in. Well, one of the ways you can avoid doing that in a real game is you play better on first and second down when the ball's back in your own end, right? And for instance, today, I do think the Commanders, the reports were pretty good with their defensive line. All right, Patriots didn't run the ball great. By the way, offensively, the Commanders did run the ball very well today, especially like outside, you know, kind of attacking over the tackles. So Laremy Tunsil had one play, one of the other skirmishes when he like ran his dude into the sideline. So like, hey, that's nice. And if the Commanders do that and control the ball, then Mike Sander still is not going to be in a ton of those situations. So in practice, it's like, you're in a bad situation. Reset the ball. You're in a bad situation again. Reset the ball. You're in a bad, and so you're just continually on a death loop, depending on what drills your coaches choose to run on that particular day. So that would be thing one. Thing two, this is a defense that I think is made up of pretty smart players and pretty smart coaches. I think their game plans are going to be pretty good. They did not game plan for this. And so some of the stuff the Patriots were running, they might have easy answers to. They just weren't in today. Because they didn't game plan or they didn't tweak their coverages to their route combinations, whatever. And, you know, you kind of wind up doing that naturally when you face the same team every day. So in Ashburn, they kind of know, I recognize this route combination. It's being run this way. We've seen it three of the last 5 days. I'll make my adjustments. I'll be in the right place. Mm-hmm. If it's something new, like Logan talked about this on Take Command, he hated joint practices because he was a study guy and there was nothing to study. And so he might, you know, look really good against Ryan Kerrigan for 2 weeks and then go face some guy who's not nearly as good as Ryan Kerrigan, but he's never played him before. And he's like, I don't know how to, you know, where my hand placement needs to be against this guy. Oh, he's got kind of a weird chop move. What do I do with that? And so I guess the last point would be, it's one day. Anybody can have a good or bad day, relatively speaking, in the NFL. And so I don't want to freak out over it. My concern meter is not like I'm hard limiting myself to like a 5.5 out of 10. But I also am going data point, back pocket. I want to see how it is. If the offense starts to crank up a little bit, do they start game planning some stuff, whatever, in practice? Do the Commanders' offense start taking a turn? And then, obviously, like you said, in Baltimore, again, that's a great offense. So if you have a bad day, it might not mean that, like, it's the end of the world, but it is something that is relevant. Ultimately, we're not going to know until we get to the regular season. When they start game planning, when they've got, you know, a real understanding and tweaks to their basic coverages to say, we're going to account for these things and these people. And the situations aren't dictated by what the coaches decide the situations are. They're dictated by the game. But you'd rather still play better than not. And I think it's pretty clear based off the numbers that were reported and the observational accounts that were given that the Commanders did not play great defensively in the pass game today. So that's that. Did I do anything to ease your concerns?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. I did also see that Trey Amos had a couple of good reps against Stephon Diggs, so that's also encouraging.
I would say the other encouraging thing in general is I feel like the Commanders, the reports were the Commanders did pretty well in situational work. And that's where they want to thrive. In the 2 minute, they forced an interception. Bobby Wagner got a pick tip, and Mike Sanders still got a pick. I think that was actually red zone, but like the final period of the day for the Patriots, one offense. Okay, well, if you do that, doesn't really matter how you did in between the 20s. You get a pick in the red zone, no points given up, turnover. Let's go offense. Get back out there. On third down stuff, on other situational work that they did, I think that the Commanders performed better than they did in kind of the general teamwork. And that those are areas where we know the Commanders put a heavy emphasis. And it's also on those margins that football games are won and lost in this league. So that is encouraging and a positive data point for Washington as well. We'll see, obviously, how they perform on Friday. Different groups, basically. It'll be a lot of backups. There's basically no starters that are going to play. We can dive into that a little bit as we go. As well as, obviously, we'll see what they do against the Ravens in the joint practice coming up in the next couple of weeks. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, though, Terry McLaurin, are we running out of time to say, like, oh, it's okay that this hold in is happening? Like, what's the hard out? David Aldridge asked that question in a column for The Athletic, and I thought his answers were pretty good. We'll discuss David's column next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. absolutely refreshing.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.